Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody's asking me the same thing when I tell them that my daughter Abba and I saw Hillary Duff at Disneyland. Mm-hmm. Did you say something to her? Did you get a picture? What did you do? I'm like, we didn't do anything. We walked by her. We didn't want to bother her.
Yeah.
And everyone's so disappointed in us.
Yeah.
So now I'm like, well, what should we have done? What have you ever met someone famous? And what did you do when you did? 833-287-1037. Welcome to John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I mean, it's a great question because a lot of us just sit with the thought, well, I don't want to bug them. But sometimes it takes a whole new turn. And we have a very interesting call right now.
Yeah, Christina mentioned on our Facebook page yesterday. Christina, did your mom really run over David Beckham's foot at Disneyland?
She didn't even realize who it was until I said something to her.
Okay, so share what happened. Share the whole story.
We were up at Disney at California Adventure in 2015. We were getting off the Little Mermaid, and my daughter was running in front of my mom in her little scooter thing. And there's a group of people walking towards us, and my mom swerved and went right into this group of people.
Okay.
And I looked, I'm like, no way. Because I had heard that he was in the park. And then the bodyguard came and goes, excuse me. And I'm like, my mom did not mean this. She was trying to avoid hitting my daughter. And then they're like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Because I guess they've had people aim for them before.
Oh, so wait a second. So hang on for one second, Christina. So you're saying security interfered and said, hey. Like they kind of got in your face a little bit and you had to explain what was going on?
Yeah, it was like his little entourage that was with him.
Is that when mom decided to run him over, just like in retaliation for getting in her face?
I don't know sometimes. It's questionable.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then when he saw my daughter throwing a temper tantrum because I was trying to run to catch her, he realized it wasn't on purpose.
Gotcha.
So people have purposely, I suppose, they purposely bump in so they can go, oh, I'm so sorry. Excuse me. And now you've met them.
Oh, wow.
That's what I think it was, too.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's another thing that sucks about being famous.
Mm-hmm. And then later that night, we were, after we're done in the parks, we were going back to our hotel. My mom calls me. She goes, you need to come here. I'm like, why? She goes, that way you can meet somebody. I'm like, who am I going to meet unless my friends were there? I go, and she had ran into one of his bodyguards in the World of Color Disney store, and we ended up meeting David Beckham and Victoria.
Oh, my goodness. So they actually then took some time with you.
Yes.
So, okay, I'm trying to figure out the timeline here. So your mom runs over David Beckham's foot in an attempt to not hit your daughter.
Yes.
Security comes and says, hey, what's going on? Because they think you're coming after them. You go, no, it's just my daughter. She's crying. And David Beckham sees your daughter having a temper tantrum and says, oh, it's okay. I understand. It's a mistake. And walks away. And that's it. You go about your day. Later on, mom calls you, says, hey, come down. I want you to meet somebody. And she's hanging with David Beckham and Posh. I mean,
that's a
pretty badass story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never in a million years would have thought about it. And getting to email my kid's dad on deployment saying, guess who your kids got to meet was a pretty interesting thing.
Did you guys like all go on Pirates of the Caribbean afterwards or get a corn dog or something? What do you do after you get down there and mom's hanging with Posh and hanging with the Beckhams?
I went back to the hotel room because my kids were tired.
Okay. But did you get pictures?
I did. And I tried finding them on my phone to send them to you, but I have 15,000 pictures to go through.
So, Christina, has your mother gone after any other celebrities with her scooter?
Yes.
Is what I'm wondering. This seems to be a foolproof plan.
No, she hasn't been back to Disneyland since then.
And what did David Beckham say when mom ran over his foot? I mean, oh, my toes! My beautiful gumbo toes! Push! Push! Run to the castle and get me some ice!
Just more shocked than anything that somebody actually did that.
Okay.
Oh, I bet. Wow, what a great story.
Man, that
is. We're wondering, you know, what do you do once you meet the celebrity? How do you handle it?
And
your mom, she was fantastic.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, Christina. And as for the rest of us, I think we can all agree, if you're going in hot at a celebrity, mm-hmm. have a plan.
Yeah. If you ran into someone famous, like at Disneyland, like we're talking about, what did you do? Did you say something? What happened?
833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. So we've been talking about running into celebrities at Disneyland. What do you do after the encounter happens? Do you have a game plan?
Mm-hmm.
Is it coming in for a picture? Do you ignore them? Do you say something? What is your plan after you see someone famous? 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Justin's in Linda Vista. Justin, what celebrity did you run into and what was your plan?
I actually ran into Ice-T at the airport when he was leaving out of his terminal gate to go to his next terminal gate. So I just pretty much just gave him a little fist bump, said, "Hey, you're Ice-T." And he was like, "All right, you guys have a nice night."
You fist bumped him?
Yeah, that was it. I was like, "All right, you got to go catch your flight. I know how the airports are."
Right on, man. That's pretty cool. I've never fist bumped Ice-T. That's pretty cool, bro.
Thanks, Justin.
No problem.
Carol in Oceanside, what celebrity did you run into and what was your plan? What did you do once that happened?
Well, I'm a Lamar Odom fan, huge Laker fan, and this was a while back. They were introducing the Kinect at the Microsoft store, and I was there to meet him, and I got to play the game with him, but that was planned. What wasn't planned is that he was still married to Chloe, and so she was just sitting there on a bench behind, and I just sat down. Talking to her.
Oh, you just said, you decided, you know what? I'm going to sit down and have a conversation with her. How was
exactly.
that?
People were like, ma'am, you need to move on, ma'am. I was like, oh, you guys are going to make cutest babies one day. Ugh.
Oh,
yeah. It was disgusting, but it was very nice.
I love that you just said, you just did it. I'm going to sit down and have a conversation.
Cool.
Good for you.
Carol, take care.
All right, John and his daughter Daniela from Santee are joining us. What was the celebrity encounter you had? What was your plan? What did you do?
So we were at Disneyland, and with our family, we were in line at Splash Mountain, and it was a rainy day, and nobody wanted to go on Splash Mountain. So my mom and I had to take my daughter and my godson on. And my daughter noticed Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian and their kids walking off Splash Mountain, and she kind of made a noise or got their attention. I kind of knew who Travis Barker was. I'm not going to lie. I didn't really recognize the Kardashian, but they walked over and handed us their Disney ponchos, and we got to wear them on the ride. And then my wife and my sister saw them walking away and got all excited. And we were like, yeah, well, we got their ponchos.
Yeah.
So it was kind of a win for us.
Win-win.
So you didn't meet them. They came up to meet you. That's really, really cool, man.
Yeah, my daughter was pretty excited. My godson had no idea. He's 9 years old. He had no idea who it was. He just wanted the poncho.
Yeah. That's awesome. A great story. Thank you, John. Keely's in Chula Vista. Keely, what was your celebrity encounter, and what was your plan once that was going to happen?
Well, it wasn't at Disneyland, but my boyfriend, my ex-boyfriend, he went to UCLA, and he was in a fraternity, and so they had like a winter ball, kind of like a prom. So we drove up to Palm Springs, and we were in the hotel, and there was a bunch of us sitting in the jacuzzi at like 3 o'clock in the morning, breaking in, you know, and the security guard comes out and says, hey, you guys got to leave. And we were in the jacuzzi with Sylvester Stallone and Marvin Hagler. And they're like, oh, sorry, you guys can stay.
You were in a hot tub with Rocky and an actual boxer, Marvin Hagler, and you knew it, right? I mean, you guys were having a conversation.
We knew it, but we were sitting there, and Sylvester Stallone was training him at the time for one of his matches up in Vegas, but he was training him in Palm Springs, and they were staying at the same hotel at the time.
I bet what it was is Rocky was training with Hagler to make another Rocky movie.
Sure, that would make sense.
Maybe vice versa, yeah.
Right, okay, yeah, wow, that would that's make a lot great. Of sense.
How did it happen that you ended up being able to get in the hot tub? Did you just see him there and ask to come in?
No, we were staying at the hotel because that's where the prom type party was. It was in their convention.
Tammy, do you really think you had to ask Marvin Hagler and Sly Stallone if hot looking college women can get in the hot tub with them? Please.
So, we were all sitting in the jacuzzi, and they came by and came in and saw us sitting there. So they came in, and the security guard came out at like 3 o'clock in the morning and starts yelling at us, saying, you know, the pool closes at 10. And then they saw those two guys sitting with us and like, never mind, you guys can stay.
Wow. The pool closes until at 10, unless you're famous.
Yes.
Then you can just,
That's a great story.
Yeah, it was fun.
I bet it was. And John and Tammy being brought to you by Concierge Clinicians Mobile IV Service. They come to you. Find out more at cc2u.com. That's cc, the number 2you.com. Also use code CountryFest for 25% off a service.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.